Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, back here on the Team 980. And, of course, you guys know that we love professional wrestling around here. We're the only show that does it in the D.C. market that I know of. So we celebrate it every chance we get. And speaking of D.C., on Friday, February 14th, WWE SmackDown at Capital One Arena. The next day, Saturday, February 15th, it's WWE NXT Vengeance Day, and tickets pre-sale on now. Tickets for the general public go on sale through Ticketmaster on Friday. And joining us now is, unfortunately, now the former NXT champion, because Tuesday night at New Year's Evil in Los Angeles didn't go his way, but not because he wasn't good enough. No, no, no. We're going to discuss that. Trick Williams is with us here on the Team 980 and everywhere in between. Trick, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you. I'm glad you're safe. And I guess we'll start just by saying this. As I was watching the match on Tuesday night, you put on a hell of a performance. That is a... I don't know. I guess you have to be kind of used to this when you do what you do, but that was a tough one for me to see you have to swallow that pill and lose that what was a triple threat, then it wasn't a triple threat, then it was a triple threat, and the chair shot, man, that's unfair because you were kicking ass.
Yeah, man, let's talk about it. I appreciate you, Chris. You know, and unfortunately, man, that's the reality of, man, life, and especially this business, just things being thrown at you. And, you know, you have to deal with the cards that you dealt. And yesterday, I won't make any excuses. Obafemi was the better man. And the truth is, I never faced an opponent like Obafemi. But also, the truth is, he's never faced another man like Trick Williams. And I'm not done, and I will be back. Best believe it.
I love watching you in the ring, man. Your style is so easy to watch because it's exciting. It's interesting. It's a little bit unique, different. Some of the moves, you know, the what do they call it? The off the middle rope there. I forgot. I'm losing the track of the term, but it was like a
some may call it a rock bottom, and
exactly.
But exactly. I heard they got into a little dispute about where the origins of the move came from. So some people call it a rock bottom. Some people call it a bookend. And I might call it a trick end. Who knows? Or a trick
there you
bottom.
Go.
Figuring it out.
I like that. But I like that move and a couple of the other ones. And now, here's what I wanted to ask. When you for wrestling fans, obviously, triple threat matches add a different, unique appeal, right? You never know where, of course, it's going to end, and you know, different guys get pinned and whatnot. In a case like what happened Tuesday night at New Year's Evil, when you think you're in a triple threat, then you're not in a triple threat, then you are, and how hard is that to organize in your mind, sort through in your mind what you have to do to try and win that match, to try and get through that match, to hit your spots, to make everything look good for us on TV?
Man, I would say, man, that's a great question, Chris. A younger Trick Williams, you know, early into his career, you know, not as poised, not as confident, you know, wanting to control things, I think that would have fazed me a lot. Mm. But, man, yesterday, man, I had this sense of peace just knowing, hey, man, I've trained for this moment. You know, we had Christmas break and everybody went out and they ate the cupcakes and they was drinking tequila and they're having a good time. You know, I was in the gym and I was working hard. So win, lose, or draw, whatever happens tonight, you know, I'm ready, you know, because I put the work in.
Yeah.
And I didn't win, but, you know, I can live with that because – hey, now I get back to the lab and I train again.
Well, you played college football. I cover the NFL on a regular basis. We all know that you can play really well or wrestle really well and come up, unfortunately, just a hair short. And certainly there's no, there's no disrespect or anything in that because it was an outstanding match. And you mentioned Obafemi was, you know, maybe slightly the bigger, the better man. I know he, I know this. You're a bigger dude, right? You're 6'3", 215. That's a big dude and a big, strong dude. Is there a different challenge going against a larger framed wrestler and opponent as opposed to a smaller guy, or is it basically the same thing in your mind?
Well, it's different, you know. Like you say, yeah, I'm 6'3", 240, 6'4", 240. Oba's 6'4", 6'5", you know, 300. But, you know, whereas I'm a big guy, but in this case, now I'm the quick guy. Mm. You know, I'm the fast guy. So, you know, playing to my strengths of what I can do very well, you know, is what would have helped me last night. But, you know, Oba's 300 pounds, but he moves pretty well, too.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know, I would say every single matchup is unique because it's a styles clash where if I'm working Axiom, hey, now I'm the big guy and he's the quick, fast guy. When I'm working Oba, you know, he's the big guy and I'm the quick, fast guy. So it just kind of, you know, just kind of depends. That's why I'm glad I'm pretty versatile. I can do big man stuff and I can jump around and be fast too. So it all works.
You could watch NXT weekly on the CW, and many of you saw New Year's Evil from the Shawn Auditorium in Los Angeles. And our guest is Trick Williams, who unfortunately lost the NXT championship, but not because of a great performance and a great effort. And, of course, will be a big part of WWE and NXT's Vengeance Day at the Entertainment and Sports Arena coming up Saturday, February the 15th. First time that WWE has had a premier live event here in Washington, D.C. in I think 9 years. And you can get, of course, tickets through Ticketmaster on sale starting this Friday. Get to the ESA. It's a great little venue and it's loud. It pops. And the NXT crowd is great. I mean, last night, and you know, as I watch you guys week to week and you get to feel it and immerse a trick, you know, that crowd was hot, of course, on the heels of Raw's debut on Netflix over at Intuit Dome. But that crowd's always hot. There's something about the NXT crowd that jumps out. I don't know if it's louder or it sizzles a little bit more on TV just because that's what my ear hears. Do you sense, like, based on what you know of, you know, the other events and Raw and SmackDown and other premium live events, that it just pops a little bit more?
Yeah, man, I think because it's people who come to NXT, they love the product.
Mm-hmm.
They watch week to week and they can't wait to see what goes down. Like, our storylines are deep. You know what I mean? They've seen Trick Williams for 3 years now. You know, when I was, you know, 210 pounds and, you know, just cutting promos and, you know, support other people. They saw Obafemi before he was the ruler. They saw Roxanne when she was probably 20 years old, maybe 19, you know, and that's the beauty of NXT. You see a large growth in, you know, a short period of time, being a couple of years. So NXT is a special place. Our crowds are so special, man. Like you said, it pops every single time.
You mentioned a younger Trick Williams wouldn't have maybe been able to handle the, you know, or handle as well the fatal three-way or the triple threat, I should say. Where has your greatest development in your mind come? Because you're still relatively new to this. You're still learning as you go, I assume, right? And kind of like me in radio, I've been in radio 27 to 28 years. Every day is different. Every challenge is different. Every show is different. Every season is different. I'm still learning. So I imagine you're still learning. Where has your greatest development in your mind come?
I think you just said it right there, Chris. I think the biggest thing is, instead of having a plan and it has to go like this, and I've just become okay knowing that I probably don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, my confidence lies more in my training and my preparation. So it's not, it has to go this way. It's more, whatever does happen, I'll be ready for it. And there's a sense of freedom that comes with that, you know, because when you feel like you can get the job done regardless, you know, it just frees you up, man. You feel a lot better. And I think that's the biggest thing that's happened for me. If we talk about on the mic, if we talk about in the ring, look, I'm going to land on my feet. I could have backflipped yesterday. People didn't know I could do that.
I mean, dude, I've been around a lot of impressive athletes. I'm so happy that we're getting to talk. I mean, I wish things would have gone better at New Year's Evil, but You're an amazing performer. There is no questions asked about that. Everybody can see that, and everybody knows that. You are going to be a stud. I mean, you're already there, but you're going to be a stud on the next level, as we know. I mean, everybody knows. Just stay healthy and keep doing your thing. Everybody knows. Trick Williams, nice enough to join us here as we chat about WWE and NXT Vengeance Day coming up at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. Tickets on sale through Ticketmaster. If you have any questions, of course, reach out to us. We'll help you. We'll steer you in the right direction. Coming up Saturday, February the 14th. February the 15th, excuse me, February the 15th, 14th, WWE SmackDown will be at Capital One Arena. So you have a double dip of NXT and WWE and SmackDown back-to-back here in Washington, D.C. So how instrumental has Shawn Michaels been in your path, because obviously Triple H controls creative and overall, but Shawn is very, very, very involved in NXT. Do you lean on him a lot, or do you leave him alone and go to other guys? How do you kind of approach that?
Oh, man. Well, I think this whole opportunity that I've received, period, is coming from trying to build a relationship with Shawn Michaels. If we talk about maybe almost 2 years ago, maybe at this point, or a year and a half, something like that. I went to Shawn Michaels' office and I asked for opportunity. I asked for the ball. And this at a time, like we said, a younger Trick Williams. And, you know, he told me straight up, he said, you know, a lot of people ask for opportunities, they ask for the ball, but they're not ready for it. And if I give you an opportunity and you're not ready for it, you know, and you lay an egg, you might be on the bench for a while. Long story short, you know, here we are today, three titles later, you know, and that all came from building a relationship with Shawn Michaels. So I have nothing but respect for him. I'm grateful for him for giving me the opportunity to show what I can do and, you know, and lay it all on the line, man, to show up to D.C. for Vengeance Day, you know what I mean, on the 15th of February, you know. And by the way, get your tickets at Ticketmaster, and the promo code is NXT Live. Don't forget NXT Live. Let's talk about it. But
my man, Trick Williams, how about that? I mean, that is an excellent promo. I like it. one last thing before I let you go, you know, because I know you got to run, and I so appreciate the quick turnaround and everything. You know, nothing has come easy for you, just in your professional and collegiate life, right? You were a walk-on at Hampton, if I'm not mistaken, and then in your home state at South Carolina, right? You had a tryout with the Philadelphia Eagles for, you know, I've covered a bunch of rookie camps. Nothing has been handed to you. Everything has been earned.
Nothing. No, I mean, that's right. Well, I went to school to Hampton, full scholarship, then decided to leave and walk on at the University of South Carolina. Now, mind you, Chris, at the time, the University of South Carolina is number four team in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a football guy, you remember Jadeveon Clowney, sure. Steph Gilmore, sure. Marcus Lattimore. These were the guys. And, you know, and I remember watching them like, that's where I want to be. And, man, I left a full scholarship, like I said, and decided to jump and take a chance on myself, you know, to be part of the number at the University of South Carolina. I thought it would be better for my career, for my NFL career. Maybe I could be a commander one day, you know. And it happened. You know what I mean? I walked on and made the team. Man, I was outstanding offensive walk-on right away. You know, I was playing once I was eligible. I had to sit out the year for transfer rules. But I learned a very valuable lesson at the time. And it was, man, you got to take chances on yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And, of course, you have to be good at the game. You know what I mean? Like wrestling, it's a game. You have to know the X's and the O's. But I think most importantly is you got to be confident. You got to know that, hey, I'm the guy for this, you know? And it took a while, I would say, because I was, 18 at the time, 19, making that move. But I'd say that's my first real jump, you know? And I've been jumping ever since, Chris.
You've been kicking ass and taking names, no doubt about it. Listen, man, I have a million other questions. I'd love to ask them for you, but I know you got to run and you got a tight schedule. I so appreciate you making time for us. Really looking forward to seeing you in person here. Vengeance Day, again, Entertainment and Sports Arena. Tickets on sale. Trick just told you how to get them. The code, everything pre-sale, on sale to the general public. WWE coming for PLE for the first time in 9 years. Trick, keep kicking ass and taking names, like I said. Thank you so much for being awesome, and we'll see you here in D.C. in middle of next month, okay?
Hey, thank you, Chris. And once again, that code, you come get your code for Trick Willie NXT Live. NXTLIBE. Let's talk about it. Thank you, Chris.
Let's do it, baby. Thank you, Trick. Appreciate you.